The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett.
¿Quiénes somos?
Venezuela.
¿Qué queremos? Libertad.
More than 100,000 Venezuelan expats like these came out to vote in South Florida Sunday in an election that officially means nothing, but it could end up meaning a lot. Organizers say that in Venezuela and in expat communities around the world, more than 7 million voters told President Nicolas Maduro, do not rewrite Venezuela's constitution.
If we let this happen, it's the end.
Daniela Ortigosa voted at a site set up in Coral Gables at the University of Miami. The 25-year-old accountant came to the U.S. last year after graduating from college in Maracaibo, Venezuela. Each month, Ortigosa sends food, money, and medicine back to her family there. Venezuela's oil-rich economy has collapsed under socialist rule, and she believes Maduro's plan to rewrite the Constitution means the end because the socialists will likely create a Marxist-style dictatorship.
Right now, they control almost everything. So with that, they're going to control absolutely everything. I mean, you live over there and you're scared every day.
But as resounding as Sunday's vote was, will it really do anything to prevent Venezuela turning into communist Cuba? As expected, Maduro ridiculed the symbolic referendum. Still, Venezuela's opposition is counting on a big psychological effect. Maduro's project to rewrite the constitution is known as a constituyente. Venezuela's current constitution requires that any constituyente first get the approval of Venezuela's 20 million registered voters. But Maduro isn't even trying to win that approval.
He's going to do whatever it takes to keep himself in power.
Venezuelan expat Pedro Vasquez lives in Plantation. He's a spokesman for the opposition party Voluntad Popular, or Popular Will. He says a goal of Sunday's vote was to get other countries to convince Maduro to halt the constituyente.
The international pressure against this crazy idea of changing the constitution, the only thing it's going to bring is chaos. So I think what we'd like to do is just send a message out there that this affects all the countries in the Americas.
On Sunday, expat and Miami IT worker Patty Fucci also voted in Coral Gables.
It's a very tangible proof of what the people want. What else can be done to show there's no way to be sustainable anymore?
But Maduro's regime is sustainable because he still has the support of Venezuela's military and state security. They're responsible for almost all of the nearly 100 deaths of protesters during anti-government demonstrations this year. Here's Maduro over the weekend telling cabinet ministers the constituyente will begin on July 30th.
Para la ofensiva de estos 15 días rumbo a la constituyente.
And if Maduro does unconstitutionally rewrite the Constitution, it's unlikely he'll ever meet any of the other opposition demands. Holding elections he's been blocking, releasing hundreds of Venezuelan political prisoners, and respecting the opposition-led National Assembly. Maduro, in fact, will likely abolish that legislature. Pedro Mena is a former Miami director for the Venezuelan opposition. Like most expats, he fears the constituyente will only cause more violent unrest in Venezuela, especially since polls show almost 90% of the population wants a change of government. Venezuela could go up in flames, says Mena. We're staring at civil war if this happens. Jose Gregorio Correa, a National Assembly deputy from the opposition party Primero Justicia, echoed Mena's concerns from Caracas. 90% of the population is not going to tolerate 10% imposing this fraud on them, he said, not when they can't find food. That prospect of more bloodshed may move the international community to lean harder on Maduro not to rewrite the Constitution. The UN's Human Rights Commission is notoriously soft on left-wing and anti-U.S. regimes like Maduro's, but it's warning him to ease up.
Se va, se va, se va, se va.
Still, expat cheers like this one at Sunday's voting site in Coral Gables may have been a bit too optimistic. The socialists are leaving soon, they chanted, hoping it will end up meaning something. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.